another owl, another hour with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM, KKNW, Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animal companions. We've moved from Tuesdays at 5 to our new time, Wednesdays at noon to 1 p.m. We talk about animal communication, how to communicate with and understand your animal kids better, life from the animal's point of view, and alternative ways of relating to those wonderful animal companions. I take your calls and talk directly with your animals about anything you'd like. Health, behavior, emotions, upcoming events in your lives, or just have fun conversations. I even talk with deceased animals and humans. This show is dedicated to taking your calls and talking with your animals. Twice a month, we feature guests who talk about their specialties and answer your questions. Animals have amazing and wonderful things to say. Be sure to join us for an informative, fun, interesting, educational, and definitely unique hour of radio listening at our new time every Wednesday at 12 noon for Joy Turner's Talk With Your Animals, the show both you and your pets are going to love.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy, what if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers, rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours, I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song, when the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on your radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, you can be in touch with us while we're on the air in several different ways, and there are several reasons why you might want to contact us today. Number one, we've got stuff in the prize closet. Now, Sandy says she's giving away all the Wagon Tails liver cookies, so you'll have to, if you lost out on that, you'll have to wait till next week. Although, if you would like to purchase Wagon Tail liver cookies or bites from their website, we can give you a 10% coupon, discount coupon, that would apply to your entire order if you want to purchase them on the website. And I think we have an unlimited amount of those. So if you want to 10% discount want to buy online, you could call Sandy for that. Also, we have copies of Dr. Al Plechner's book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program that we've been talking about. If you'd like a copy of Dr. Al's book, give us a call. Also, we will have open phone lines for the rest of this hour, and we are entertaining your animal and or human medical care questions. So if you have a question for Dr. Al, if you'd like to speak to him, give us a call. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW, which is 888-298-5569. And then you can send us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, you can be in touch with Animal World when we're off the air by going to the Animal World website. That's www.marthanorwalk.com. And a lot of good stuff for you there. Links to all of our advertisers and sponsors' websites are on the homepage. And, of course, you know, without them, there's no us, and we really would like you to support them. So check that out on the homepage. Also, click on current events for current event stuff. Click on shelters for shelter stuff. Click on Just for Laughs for all kinds of good stuff and great animal photos. And there's just a bunch of neat stuff there on the website. Now, we also, if you want to listen to the show again, you want to share the show with somebody you know, and then they were not able to listen to it live, you can now listen to the archived version of the show on the website. And you just stay on the homepage at marthanorwalk.com, and there is a link to our audio archives, and that's what you click on to be able to listen to previously presented shows. All right, let's see. Now, if you need my help as an animal behavior therapist or want to get in touch with me personally, you can email me through the website. There's a Contact Martha link on the website. Or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you would like help with your animal friends behaviorally and such, just keep in mind that it's fine for you to email me, but I don't work via email if I need to help you resolve problems. If there's a simple question I can answer that way, I will, but I prefer to work with you either over the phone, and my favorite way to work with you is in person, privately, in your home with your animal friends. And it's always worth calling me if you have something going on with your animals and you're not sure what to do about it, because I always do a free telephone evaluation. So give me a call and we'll chat, and if I can help you, I'll tell you how, and if not, I usually know who can, so I'll refer you on to the right person, and that might be Sandy Gaston. So if you need to get a hold of Sandy, you can do that through her website, which is www.animalnature.com. Or if you need to call Sandy, you can call her at 206-364-6778, extension 2. Now, if you are submitting a current events item, please do so via email. It's easier for me to get to the webmaster that way. And if you need to post something via the U.S. Mail Service to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 4012 41st Avenue Northeast, Seattle, Washington, 98105. All right, Gary, I think that takes care of business. So we are back to Vet Sunday. Dr. Al Plechner is my guest. He is the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. Dr. Al.
Yes.
I want to run a case past you, because you did mention, I think you've mentioned before, too, that every patient, animal and human, with cancer ever tested has had this imbalance. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, I've got a neighbor who, boy, is just, you know, it's one of those situations where she feels like she's being dumped on from all sides, because major problems with elderly parents and all of that. But in the midst of all of this, her beloved golden retriever is having some serious problems. Now, with the history of this dog, I'm sure this dog has the imbalance, although she has not yet been tested. But right. I think it was probably in the last couple of years, sometimes she had a mast cell tumor on her side that was removed.
Okay.
Seemed to be fine after that. This gal, she just, I recommended that she test for the imbalance at that time, but she's just had so much going on in her life, she didn't have a chance to. Well, last week, she got up one morning and the dog, she couldn't rally the dog. And ended up at the emergency room. The dog apparently was bleeding out, had a big tumor on the spleen.
Angiosarcoma, yeah.
And it had ruptured.
Right.
So emergency surgery was done, apparently, to remove the tumor in the spleen. Now, the dog is doing remarkably well. She is recovering from the surgery. My question to you at this point, because I know the dog has the imbalance.
Absolutely. That's why this is occurring.
But I'm wondering at this point that, you know, she's had major surgery having to remove this tumor from the spleen. I don't know what else they found. I mean, I'm kind of assuming that when they were in there removing the tumor in the spleen, that they kind of looked around, but I haven't gotten a report as to whether they saw other lesions or whatever. But, you know, with a dog that is this far progressed, because they, the owner had to make a life and death situation, because they told her, well, we can do the emergency surgery and remove the tumor in the spleen and maybe buy her 6 weeks to 6 months of life. But that's it. Well, she loves this dog, and she could not bear to put the dog down. So $3,000 later, the surgery's been done, and the dog is doing quite well. But is there a point in testing and trying to treat this dog now? Do you think there's a chance that it might help her at this point? Or what could you say?
The reason the mast cell tumor occurred and then the splenic tumor occurred is that she has the imbalance.
Right.
So the point of it is, if there had been an ultrasound of the right atrium, this kind of tumor spreads to the heart.
Oh, okay.
That's how it goes.
Okay.
Normally.
Yeah.
It can be in the mesenteries. They would have seen it taken, you know, the what they call metastatic lesions, the spread.
Mm-hmm.
But a hemangiosarcoma, normally what you do is ultrasound the right atrium to make sure that the tumor is not there.
It's not in the heart.
Yeah, otherwise it's going to spread on you, so on and so forth. So
right.
The point of it is she needs to do the endocrine immune, because if it turns out that it was an isolated tumor that has not spread, if she doesn't correct the imbalance, the dog is going to die from other problems.
Okay, so so it's not too late to test and put the dog on medication now.
Oh, absolutely,
So there is still a good possibility that we could save this dog?
Yeah, if the spread has not already occurred.
Okay.
In the compendium, I have some Vizslas that were, gosh, I forget now.
Mm-hmm.
A mom and dad that had the same tumors, okay?
Yeah, you mean a
hemangiosarcomas. And they had not spread to the right atrium, the right part of the heart.
Okay.
And we went ahead and got them on proper hormone therapy, and they had 6 puppies.
Wow.
And I checked all the 6 puppies. They all had the imbalance, got those corrected, and I believe the parents are 15 or 16 now, and the puppies are, gosh, I don't know, 12, 13 years old.
Wow.
And they're all fine.
Wow.
Well, see, the importance of this mechanism is to prevent the medical effect. When the medical effect occurs, like the cancer, many times correcting the imbalance, it's very hard to get to the cancer, if you will. And that's why excision, radiation, chemo is so often important. But with chemo and everything, you have to be very, very, very careful that it does not further compromise the adrenal problem. That's why you need to check this. So at this point in time, if she's got, you know, 6 months, a year to live, whatever they gave her, mm-hmm. depending on if there is no spread. If she goes with the mechanism change and we get, you know, the patient on proper steroid thyroid therapy, the dog can live. If there is a spread, it good chance it will slow it down. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, so even if it's already determined that it's spread, it still would be worth addressing the imbalance because you would at the very least maybe slow it down, huh?
Yeah, if we could slow it down, or like I say, if there is no tumor material in the right atrium, then it has not spread, and it'll make a big difference.
And does it always go to the right atrium of the heart?
The hemangiosarcoma usually does, yes. And it can be in the mesenteries, in other words, in the intestines. It can spread in a number of ways. But
well, you seem to know what this was right away when I said it was a tumor on the spleen. Is that type of tumor always a hemangiosarcoma?
No, it can be what they call a hemangioma, which is a non-malignant growth, but it still can rupture and the patient can bleed out. And the thing is, it can be there in the liver and not, or spleen, I mean, and sometimes it go to the liver too, but in the spleen, and you'll never see any clinical signs. And all of a sudden, you've got a swollen abdomen, and the patient has white gums, and the heart rate is elevated because there is bleeding into the abdominal cavity.
Right.
And then you remove the spleen. But the point of it is, all these cancer patients have the same imbalance. You know, and kind of the shame of it is, you know, with the mast cell thing, is it could have done something at that time. You know, the point of it is you need to...
Oh, yeah,
in hindsight is always, you know, the best thing in the world, but the point of it is you need to prevent problems before they occur. And that's been the beauty of this. I mean, you can check a puppy, you can check a kitten, you can check an infant to see if there's an imbalance. Get it corrected before the medical effect occurs. Period.
Yeah. That makes sense. All right, we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we have open phone lines, folks. Do you have a question? Would you like to run something past Dr. Al? It doesn't have to have anything to do with the endocrine immune imbalance, because he is a veterinarian and has a lot of years of experience. So if there's something going on with your animal friend, or, you know, a human question, we'll answer them all. The local number, 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington, 888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if we don't hear from you, then we'll start talking about the cases that Dr. Al is currently treating in his practice. So give us a call. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, with the cost of dog food is skyrocketing like everything else, Jones & Company's always got great sales going on. A great example would be the Natural Balance Ultra Canine Diet, 35 pounds, on sale right now for $31.99. And the new Natural Balance Lamb and Rice, 28 pounds, is also on sale for $31.99. Worth a trip to Jones & Company on State Street in Marysville. And I think I'm going to be up there this month on a Saturday. I think they've got a big sale going on. I'm going to have to check that date so I can tell you all about it, so you can come up and join me. Jones & Company Pets, you'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Phone number 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Apker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
Hey, if you've got dogs, you need to know about my friends at the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. They have a fabulous doggy daycare center, and they're located conveniently right off of 405, just north of the 522 interchange. So if you travel 405 to and from work, easy to pop off on the way to work, drop off your dog friend, pick him up on the way home, and heck, you don't have to exercise him. You can just kick back when you get home. All you got to do is feed him dinner because they're tuckered out from playing with the dogs all day. And, boy, you can have them do special things too. They can even bathe them while you're at work. It's the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. They also do free behavior evaluations, so give them a call, 425-486-9567 or www.aocb.com, and be sure to tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, it is the first Sunday of the month. It's Vet Sunday. Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, is here. We've got open phone lines. So if you have a medical care question for Dr. Al, give us a call, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Dr. Al, we've got a phone call for you. Let's see. Yes. We are going to Olympia. Peg and Olympia, you're live on the air with Dr. Al Pluckner.
Hi, Dr. Pluckner. Thanks for taking my call.
Are you able to hear Peg okay, Dr. Al?
Yeah, which Peg is this?
This is Peg in Olympia.
Bauer?
Yes.
Yeah, Judge Peg, huh?
All right. Yes.
You guys
We know each other.
Well, you're a Superior Court judge in Olympia, right?
No, I'm not a Superior Court. I'm an administrative law judge for taxes.
Tax judge, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll mind our P's and Q's.
You're still a killer, yeah. Don't worry.
We're from the government. We're here to help.
All right. So what's going on, Peg?
As Dr. Al knows, I have adopted my second bulldog. It's an English bulldog.
Yeah.
She came from Cascade Rescue, and it was their understanding that she was healthy. Her skin and, she looks absolutely gleaming. Her coat is wonderful.
Oh.
No sign of yeast, no sign of allergies, no scratching.
How old a dog is she?
They don't know. She was probably dumped. She was very thin, and she had ingested...
What does she weigh, Peg?
Yesterday, she weighed 44 pounds.
Okay, have you named her yet?
Her name is Biscotti.
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 As in the cookie.
Biscotti. Oh, that's a good name. Okay, so what's going on?
We estimate her to be about 4 years old.
I think she's about four. Okay.
When she was picked up, her gut was full of rocks and plastic and all kinds of crap. So she was able to pass that without surgery. She was held for 30 days waiting for anyone who was looking for her, and then she was put up for adoption.
Obviously must be a bulldog person, huh?
I grew up with a bulldog.
Okay.
And you said actually a bulldog herself, trust me.
Okay, so it was their understanding she was healthy, but on my way out the driveway with her, the foster mom said, oh, by the way, she can't keep food down. And indeed, she couldn't, or water. In fact, I was appalled to find out she couldn't even swallow water.
Wow.
So her swallowing function was gone also. As things have progressed, she was diagnosed with aspirative pneumonia. Of course, that didn't present with anything except an X-ray. She had no temperature, didn't show up in the blood work. Because she was aspirating when she would, she was regurgitating constantly. I started feeding her vertically, and that helped a lot. I water down her food and make it kind of a gruel, and I feed it with a spoon and in a vertical position.
Wow.
She has been diagnosed positively with megaesophagus through contrast radiographs. She has tested negative for myasthenia gravis, although I understand now that at least the vets at Wazoo are not thinking that test is as accurate as it they thought it was. So that's still a possibility. She does not have the persistent right aortic arch syndrome, so that's out. We have scoped her, and she has, thank God, her esophagus, while it's flaccid, she does not have any erosion in it. Mm. The stomach looks okay. I can't pronounce it. Duodenum? Is that right, Dr. Al? Is very inflamed.
Duodenum. She's
thank you.
Yeah.
It's very inflamed.
It's very inflamed.
And we took biopsies, and they've come back.
They got irritable bowel syndrome.
She does have irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
In the last few days, she started peeing uncontrollably and just being very thirsty. And then she aspirated early one morning. She also has reflux.
Is she on thyroid?
No, not yet.
Not yet. She's getting there, I guess.
She's losing protein through her urine is kind of the bottom line. And she was dangerously low yesterday. She was transfused. And she's been x-rayed. The aspirate pneumonia is back. So we're on heavy duty antibiotics for that. They believe the kidneys are inflamed, and that's the cause of the protein. I don't know.
The kidneys are inflamed too?
Yeah, right. And they think that's why she's losing the protein.
Hmm.
They want to put her on some form of steroid, of course, then the aspirate pneumonia is the counterproductive thing. So they finally decided, let's put her on some prednisone along with all the antibiotics so that we can maybe get the kidneys under control and some of this other. And once we get the aspirate pneumonia cleared, then we can start doing heavy-duty steroid use. They are not familiar with your work, Dr. Plechner. This is a new vet to me.
Most people aren't.
But they are interested. They have your materials. They are reading it.
Yeah, because the first thing that pops out of me, Peg, when they say they want to put her on prednisone, well, that would be oral.
Mm-hmm.
And this dog has got to have this imbalance of flaming, classic condition.
They decided on oral because they were afraid that if they gave her an injection and the aspirate pneumonia got out of control, they wouldn't be able to withdraw it.
Well, you know what, what they don't understand is, one, she does have an imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
Two, she's got to have the steroid. The profession thinks, oh, my goodness, it's going to depress her immune system. We can't do this. Three, without being on thyroid, metabolically, she can't clear her lungs correctly without having that. And four, she's getting an overdose of pred right now because she can't break it down and metabolize it in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why Medrol is a lot safer to use, but she's got to be on thyroid. If she's 44 pounds, say, she's got to be 0.4 milligrams twice a day to do this.
Yeah, and her intestine is probably so inflamed, there's no way it's going to absorb oral cortisone right now. She really needs to be
on injection. And even an injection, might make a difference. But, neat part about this case, Peg?
Yes.
Is that I've aged a year right now. Thank you.
Well, you're probably going to recommend to get an EI1 test, right? And it just
would I do that?
Okay. It just came in 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, and I got the results, too.
Okay.
68 for the IgA is close enough that to 70 that she may, if she's showing the signs of a steroid overdose, which she is, she needs to basically... They want to continue PRED, that's okay. I think Medrol would be better, but they do the PRED. She's got to be on thyroid. We've got to get that PRED out of her system.
Now, I have a question, too, because I want to make sure we all stay up with you two.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you have already run the EI1 test, and Al, you're looking at the results of that test now.
Yeah, it actually came in this morning.
Oh, okay.
And one of the problems...
And the dog is classically imbalanced, I'm assuming.
Well, one of the problems was when Peg sent the first test in, it came back and it didn't really make sense, so I had her call the lab and say, make sure you ran it for a female. Well, they run it for a male.
This
just came in. The second she was nice enough to send a second blood test in, it did come back as a female, and it shows there is this imbalance. And the T4 is low. The whole thing is low, and the estrogen is binding it, so that's why the ticket is, if they even want to continue the PrEP, is they've got to use thyroid twice a day, period.
Mm-hmm. And Medrol would be better than prednisone, right?
Well, yeah, you don't get...
Can you explain the difference? I went online, I haven't had time this morning to open it. What is the difference between Medrol and PrEP?
It's
because
methylated.
Because they talk about it like it's the same.
It's methylated on a different area, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And what it does is, you know, I think Martha knows, we've talked about this, usually with dogs and humans... The Medrol is a zero water retention. The prednisolones are a one as far as retention, and the hydrocortisones are a two. Mm-hmm. So you get less side effects, but you'll get a side effect on any steroid that's being used if you do not use it long-term with thyroid.
Okay. Will overdose them?
What's that?
She had her first pred yesterday morning.
Okay.
And
that was, what, 10 milligrams?
Yes. And she was fine until late afternoon, and she started becoming absolutely frantic. And we were up all night. She was just frantically trying to get water. I mean, she even got, you know, this is a dog with two bad hind legs. She even got into a toilet with the lid closed.
Well, that's got to show you that she's not metabolizing well at all, doesn't it, Dr. Al?
Yeah, it says we got an overdose.
Yeah, well, she's calming down now.
Metabolically, liver can't break it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got to use thyroid with that. And
okay, well, I'll ask to change to Medrol.
It should be
thyroid.
Like 4 milligrams. If she's absorbing 4 milligrams once a day, should be plenty, then 0.4 milligrams of Suloxone. But only as a suggestion, as you know, because
okay.
I can't.
Give that to me again, Medrol, and how much?
Four milligrams
is what he said.
4 milligrams of Medrol.
And
okay.
Then 0.4 milligrams of
a T4 Suloxone or whatever.
Or
okay, you're both talking at once.
Yeah, you're right.
Just one person.
You're a judge. Pay attention.
Medrol, how much?
4 milligrams.
A day.
Correct.
Per day.
Once a day. Okay.
It goes in the mouth, not the ear. Okay.
Got it. All right. And
0.4
milligrams.
T4? 0.4 twice a day of a T4 supplement.
Which would be Suloxone or levothyroxine are the two
right,
most common.
Yeah.
Okay. Levothyroxine. Okay.
And if things don't work out, don't call me back.
Now, I'm wondering, Dr.
Yeah,
Al,
right.
we've got to take a break here pretty quick, but with this dog reacting so quickly to that prednisone and obviously not metabolizing, would you have her put the dog on thyroid for a few days before she starts the Medrol again? Or would
that
you
was
start
my third question.
Would you,
okay.
Oh, hey, okay, that's good.
Yeah, okay.
We're on the same
wavelength. Her T4 is quite low.
Yeah, so would you have her go on thyroid before they tried the steroid again? Or
actually, I would use both, to be honest with you,
because
we have to get her estrogen down,
and the
thyroid's not going to do that for
right.
the most part.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
you do the two together, and then you put a lock on the toilet.
Yeah, well,
once you give her ice cubes.
Yeah, now do I, if she is really thirsty, and she really is.
Well, what you should do is do the thyroid without the PrEP for 2 days and then begin the Medrol.
Okay.
That way it'll metabolize the PrEP out of her system.
Uh-huh.
And you can pretty much tell when she does not have that need to drink when it's out of her system, okay?
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense to me. That feels better to me, Peg, to do that thyroid for a couple of days without any PrEP and then start the Medrol.
And I should give her all the water she needs?
No,
because
she'll tank up and she may get to a point where she'll start to vomit and tank up more, and she'll lose electrolytes through the vomit. So what you need to do is give her a cup at a time. And if you want to, fill her bowl up with ice cubes, and as they melt,
well, she can't drink out of a bowl. There's no way. She regurgitates right up. At least she's swallowing now, which is more than she was.
And that thyroid's gonna, the thyroid's going to pick up the peristaltic action of the esophagus and the gut, mm-hmm. and it may make a difference where the megaesophagus won't remain unless it's permanent.
Yeah, that's why I thought that was my biggest problem. Now I'm thinking that's a minor
problem.
Well,
you see cats that have enlarged colons, they're obstipated, they're constipated.
Mm-hmm. All right, you two, I have to interrupt because we're getting off a schedule here. Do you want to hold on to finish up your conversation, Peg, or have you got enough at this point?
No, that's
all right,
fine.
Let's put Peg on hold. Teresa, hold on as well because we'll get to you also. And let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We will be back at you folks very shortly. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Moss Cafe is the area's first fresh food pet store to make our own foods for dogs and cats. We certainly can create menus for various exotic animals. We'll also customize recipes for animals that suffer from specific conditions like allergies. We also have an indoor training area. We use that for training classes. We use it for talks on nutrition. We use it for a daycare during the day. And we have a puppy play session on Saturday mornings. We're open now in Redmond or visit us online at mosscafe.com.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human-certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. Dr. Al is here, and we are in the middle of a conversation with Peg and Olympia about her bulldog with all kinds of problems, aspirate pneumonia and mega esophagus and inflammatory bowels, and we're working on the treatment and stuff. So, Peg, you're back up. Dr. Al, you're up. Peg, what else can we help you with?
Okay, well, I think I've got it clear as to what to do with the pred and the thyroid. The antibiotics, is this going to interfere with the antibiotics for the aspirate pneumonia?
Well, the Baytril, no.
With the what? She's on Baytril and...
They're giving you Baytril. It shouldn't interfere with anything.
Okay.
And that should cover their... concerns about the steroid depressing the immune system, because basically we are on antibiotics with this.
Yes, it's okay. And because stabilizing or treating this endocrine immune imbalance doesn't necessarily replace standard treatment. It just often helps it work better.
Yeah, okay.
So antibiotics are fine to be giving at the same time, right?
Well, and the thing is, with an immune, with an antibody deficiency in the gut, the resident flora, fauna, and any other bacteria there are going to be out of control, so you basically need to control them with an antibiotic while we're changing, you know, her situation. And, you know, one of the problems is Big Heart, she rescues animals, and this is a rescue.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, and we're going to do this. Peg's going to do this thing.
Peg, good luck, and will you keep us posted here as to how you do with this girl?
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Will do.
All right, Peg. Thanks for calling Animal World. All right, let's go to Seattle and Teresa. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Pluckner.
Yes, hi, Martha. Hi, Dr. Al. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Teresa. How are you? What's up?
Well, I have a human question.
Okay.
I've been on a low dose of thyroid for years, like probably over 20 years.
It was it T4, like Synthroid or something?
Synthroid, Levoxyl, I think they're the same thing.
Okay.
And I'm taking half of a 0.1 milligram tablet, so 0.005 milligrams.
0.05.
Yeah. I had like 4 surgeries in 2001, and ever since then I've been having some recurring fatigue where I just feel really weak. I mean, I'll just wake up in the morning and I'll be lying there, and I just feel
what,
really
may
weak.
May I ask you what kind of surgeries, if that's okay?
In 01, I had two eye surgeries, two retinal surgeries.
Okay.
And then also two lumpectomies and 7 weeks of radiation treatment.
Okay.
And then this year I had my appendix removed and also a hysterectomy, both
wow.
open abdominal.
No fun.
So I'm having this really strange fatigue again where I'm just feeling weak.
Okay.
And it may be adrenal fatigue just from stress and all of that. And last week I added some sea vegetables like kelp and then also miso to my diet. And
right,
after about four days of eating that, I felt much better. And then yesterday I didn't have any sea vegetables. And so today I'm just feeling really tired and weak again. Do you have any experience with sea vegetables and you know, with that helping with this type of fatigue?
Well, sometimes with the thyroid, what happens is there are certain vegetables that have iodine in them.
Uh-huh.
And which, you know, the thyroid really does need, so on and so forth. And the point of it is that if you're on 0.05 milligrams of Synthroid and you're watching your blood pressure the whole bit, so it's not causing, you know, any heart problems, your pressure's not up. If I may ask, what do you weigh normally?
Well, before my appendix was removed in January, I weighed about 120, and I'm now about 112.
Because sometimes in people, usually a T3, T4 compound like Armour Thyroid works better. What you should do realistically with your history is you ought to do this quick mechanism test.
The EI1 test?
Yeah, and it's on the web, and where to send it, if your physician will, you know, write out a prescription for you to get that test done. And
it's on your website?
And I can work with your physician on this because you've got the imbalance. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I think there's a better way of handling this for you. Because if your estrogen levels, now, most of the labs measure only your ovarian estrogen.
Yeah, they're
it's not
even
total. It's not adrenal, period.
Uh-huh.
And the point of it is get that all measured because if that's high, one, it's going to bind your thyroid, and two, if your cortisols are low, you won't get transference to active thyroid. And three, at this point in time, if your antibody in your gut is a little bit off, a lot of the stuff you're not going to absorb to help the nutrition of the thyroid gland.
Mm-hmm.
And normally with certain veggies and things, what happens is if, like I say, if they're high in iodine,
mm-hmm.
sometimes tyrosine, that's what some of the integrative physicians use to help the thyroid. But the point of it is we need to see where you're off and what needs to be done to really, really, you know, take care of this thing in a big hurry so that you're not going to have any of these chronic disorders coming back where you're going to have any more surgery.
Mm. Yeah, that would be nice.
If that makes sense.
Okay. So on your website, I can find what this test is and take that to my doctor?
Exactly. It's National Diagnostic Services. They do animals. They do people for me.
And if you need help with that, Teresa, just call me or shoot me an email.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'll help you find it.
All right. Thank you, Martha.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Al.
All righty.
Well, thank
thanks
you.
For calling.
Look forward to hearing from you.
Okay.
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Redmond and welcome Jane. You're on the air live with Dr. Al.
Hi, thank you, Martha, and thank you, Dr. Al. I really appreciate your program, Martha.
Well, thank you.
My question is regarding the thyroid. Dr. Al, is there other choices for natural thyroid other than animal-based products like the Armour?
Well, the thing is, if you're allergic to pork, you can't take Armour.
You cannot take Armour.
You cannot, because it's pork-based.
It's pork-based.
Right, and I am.
And you are allergic, Jane?
Yes.
Okay, so what are other options?
Yeah, what you do is you would go to and try to find, and your physician can find this for you, something without a dye in it. But what you would do is you would go to a thing, a T3 supplement like Cytomel, and a T4 for thyroxin or what have you. So you do a probably a Western synthetic would be safer for you.
Okay. Well, actually, we've tried that, but I'm allergic to the Cytomel also.
Wow. Are you?
Yeah. I have.
And was the Cytomel, was that tablet kind of white, or did it have, was it colored?
Well, first I had, you know, a generic, but then I went and had a pure compounded one done.
Uh-huh.
And I had the same reaction to both.
What kind of reaction did you have?
I became very, very jittery, nervous. I just felt like I could just jump out of my skin. And
okay, well, that was, you know what that meant? You're obviously, as you know, very sensitive to it, and the dose for you was way too high. Because what you get when you, in a human, you have the jitters, you get the irritability.
So that doesn't indicate she was allergic to it. It means she was
getting
too much.
No, no, no. It sounds
much.
Like she's sensitive to it.
And she and got what too, you, dose was
yeah, and what you should really do realistically is do the endocrine immune test, see exactly where you are with your estrogen and everything else. Because, and I know where Martha's going on this thing because she thinks the way I do. The point of it is if your estrogen levels are binding thyroid, so on and so forth, and particularly your liver, when you take anything like this, it's going to be an overdose for you because in 24 hours it's not being broken down.
Right,
so
okay.
You need to look at the structure of the mechanism, get that corrected, and then make sure that metabolically you start off with a quarter dose of this T3 or Cytomel. You do something, but you got to make sure your system can, one, tolerate it, metabolize it, and get it out of your body in 24 hours. Otherwise, anything you take is going to be an overdose.
Okay,
if
well, now I have a question, Dr. Al. So Jane was thinking she was allergic to these products when it sounds like she may, in fact, just be getting too much.
Right.
What would be the difference between what would symptoms of an allergic reaction to the thyroid medication be as opposed to an overdose reaction?
I would think, particularly if you have a pork allergy, you would get signs many times of either a bowel upset, a tummy upset. Sometimes you get some achy muscles. Sometimes you get a rash from it.
So those would be more allergic symptoms.
That would be more allergic as opposed to an overdose. And it sounds like, and I'm not sure what happened with the, you know, your arm or thyroid, your pork. If you have the same symptomatology, you'd worry that, you know, at this point in time, you got the high estrogen, the whole thing. And that's not ovarian. That's different than they're measuring. And so, in essence, with the armor and with the Cytomel, you're taking an overdose. So it may not be a, you know, a sensitivity to it or an allergy to it.
More of a sensitivity.
Yeah,
Jane, that's what it kind of
Jane,
sounds like.
Let's see,
if that makes sense, though.
Right, we're up against the clock, so I'm going to put you both on hold. Jane, figure out if you've got any more questions for Dr. Al, because we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour, and then we'll be back with Dr. Al and see what else Jane needs before we wrap this puppy up. And it looks like we're right on schedule because it's the sun is getting ready to break out. So, see, I was right. It's going to come out. So, well, just this is the new rule. No sun until noon on Sunday. That way you guys can all be with us. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Let's see, I know I'm going to be up there one Saturday this month. I don't think it's next Saturday, maybe the Saturday afterwards. They're having a big sale, but I'll get those details so I'll have them for you next week. But mark your calendar so you can plan to come up to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Are you ready for the next revolution in pet nutrition? Jackson Hole biochemist Kevin Meehan developed Mulligan Stew's patented formula through scientific research into cellular nutrition. The end result is a cutting-edge pet food that is uniquely formulated with quality ingredients and proper manufacturing methods to help your pets live longer, healthier lives and provide effective cellular detoxification. Mulligan Stew is now available in select specialty pet stores. Go to MulliganStewPetFood.com and find out why Mulligan Stew Pet Food is the pet food with a purpose.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say, there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're last segment of today's show, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, and his book is called Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and he's got a compendium of human articles. And by the way, if you need more information, If you want to consult with Dr. Al, his website is www.drpluckner, that's P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R.com. Dr. Al, we lost Jane over the break, but is anything else you wanted to say to her?
Not really. I think that the ramifications are quite interesting here, as I think you think also, as far as separating a sensitivity from an actual allergy, and then realizing that taking a certain amount of thyroid to increase the metabolism of the body, that you're going to get an overdose on anything you take, even from aspirin. I mean, when you look at it, if it's in your system too long, you're going to get a medical effect from it. So you got to be very, very careful. And I think, you know, realistically, when you have a physical from your physician, your pet has, you know, the veterinarian doing a physical, so on and so forth, it's okay to do the general blood test, CBCs, blood chems, that show effects. But I think this is going to be a significant mechanism that should be done on everyone to make sure there is not an imbalance. And if there is, you get it corrected before there is a medical effect.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't that be great if we all did that?
Well, that's what it should be. I mean, we need to prevent disease as opposed to treat it. And this is a way of doing it. It's just a frustration, Martha, is how do you get it out to the millions of people to give them the opportunity to look at something like this?
We're doing the best we can.
And you're doing a good job. You're doing a super job, and you're the only one that's really doing it. And that's why I'm hoping that with the Internet, we might get some better hits and get more hits out there so people have an alternative. Say, hey, you know, I've done the standard thing. It hasn't worked. Can we just do this simple blood test? You know, you don't have to act upon it. But let me see where I am. See if I've got a causative problem that's going to give me a medical effect. Prostate cancer, breast cancer, autoimmunity. All these things are there. It just needs to be ferreted out somehow. So I thank you for your input and, you know, everybody. And
the blood test is pretty simple to do. It's not something real sophisticated. It's just that the vast majority of laboratories are not running a total estrogen test, number one. And you've come up with this little panel. You call it an EI1, and it tests total estrogen, cortisol, thyroid hormones, T3, T4, and then three antibodies. And so there is, it's just one lab that we know is doing it correctly. But it isn't that difficult to have the test done because it only requires, 2 milliliters of blood serum. It has to be kept cold. The handling of the blood is important. But then it's just overnighted, the Postal Service to the lab in California. And you got the test back within a week, usually.
Yeah,
it's not difficult to do.
With all the major labs around the country, I've tried to have them do the same testing. And unfortunately, they just go, well, you know, how many tests can we do and how much money can we make? So the point of it is they're making enough money, but they're doing a very poor job with what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think everybody agrees to that. And like you say, with the serum, unless it's heated up or it sits there in a batch going, well, we need, you know, another couple of test tubes of serum, and it sits there at room temperature, the results are all higher than they should be. So there's some, it's a double-blade sword, and this is, again, why cancer has fallen through the cracks for people and for animals, because they're not doing the right testing, it's not complete, and they're not handling the blood correctly. And if they do, hey, you've seen the results, I've seen the results, and there's no doubt about it. You know, the patients are alive and happy.
Yep, so if somebody's listening and they want to pursue this with either their animals or themselves, the first thing they could do is go to your website, drpluckner.com, because you've got it all laid out pretty nicely on the website. We can read a lot about it. And then the information about the lab and the lab testing is also on your website?
Yes, it is.
And that's pretty easy to do. And then you are available to consult with these people or their physicians. And they also do that through the website?
Absolutely. It's all there under consults. And then, like I said, I'm going to make available to everybody all those articles that are health care concerns for people on the website that it is in the compendium.
Okay, so they're not going to have to buy the compendium anymore. They're going to be able to get the human articles off your website.
Exactly, and that's what I'd like to do with everything. I mean, at this point in time, the name of the game is to get it out to those people who will use it, you know?
Yeah.
And the physicians, and all the physicians that are doing it, and all the veterinarians are just, they're so elated with this because it gives them answers to these chronic problems that modern-day medicine does not help. Period.
Right.
So, you know, if you're really interested in your patient, then you're interested in this kind of mechanism.
Well, it does make a huge difference. And like you said, it's from allergies to cancer. This underlies most chronic disease and illness. So it might be cancer, it might be allergies, but it might be seizures or dental problems, digestive problems, inflammatory bowel problems.
Sure, idiopathic epilepsy. Aggression problems.
Yeah, behavior as well. Aggression and fear.
You've seen all that.
Oh, as a behavior therapist, all of that is related to thyroid.
Sure, and the neat part about it is once you get it corrected, then from your standpoint, it's so much easier to help the patient.
Yeah, absolutely.
Otherwise,
absolutely.
You can't do it. You can have a hyperkinetic child, give them a bunch of sugar and take them down to the shrink and, you know, the shrink and watch him squeak. You know, what have you done?
Now, I'm wondering, since you mentioned that the thyroid, when we were talking about the bulldog with the mega esophagus,
yes.
You'd said, you know, treating that dog with the thyroid, that might help the esophagus work better. I just, we're almost out of time, but I'm wondering, you know, this condition, mega esophagus, do you think that could be secondary to this imbalance?
Yeah, some of them are.
Developing?
Some of them are due to neurological damage to the innervation to those areas. Some of them are what they call, there's some persistent embryonic arches to the heart that can close off the esophagus at the fourth, fifth space, something like that. There are other things that can do it, but I know with megaesophagus, megacolon, there are a number of patients, if there's not permanent damage to the nerves, that you will pick up with thyroid, the peristaltic action, and all of a sudden these segments will start functioning better.
Huh.
And this is pretty classic.
That's good to know.
Well, and when the estrogen is high and binding thyroid, this is when many patients, whether they're horses or people, have a slow metabolic rate going, peristaltic action in their gut, and it gives the body a chance to not only absorb many, many toxins, but all the water, and so you end up where you're constipated, obstipated. They see this with fibromyalgia the whole bit. They measure the high estrogen, you're going to have, so you may have, you know, bowel problems. There are different impact areas.
We're out of time.
Okay.
So if you want to know more, folks, you can check out Dr. Al's website, www.drplechner.com. And Dr. Al, we'll be talking to you again the first Sunday of October.
I look forward to it, Martha.
Right.
Thank you for having me on, and have maybe Gary can do some bird sounds then.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Dr. Al. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Let's join us next week for sure to help keep Kay's dream alive. We got to save Sarvey Wildlife Rescue and Care Center and Jeff and Freedom the Eagle live in the studio, so I hope you will join us.